This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we visit with Big Bone Lick Bison Program Director Paul Simpson about the bison herd at the State Historic Site.
We have a chance to come out and follow the short trail out to the bison, and people have not done that yet. That's a neat thing for folks to do when they visit Big Bone.
Absolutely. It's about 0.2 mile hike back from the parking area, and it's a very pleasurable hike, and your experience to be able to see the bison here.
Tell us a little bit about the bison herd here at Big Bone.
Well, the bison have historically been referred to as the American buffalo, but scientifically they are the bison. In 2016, the National Bison Legacy Act established the American bison as America's national mammal, so they have equal status with the bald eagle as a symbol of America. And we maintain a herd here of about 10 to 15 animals, and 365 days a year the park is open, dawn to dusk, for you to be able to come back and see the bison. Now, they are a non-domesticated animal, which means they will move around quite a bit, so your percentages to be able to see the bison are pretty high, but sometimes there are some hiding places that they may be. We have 2 to 6 calves during a normal year. April and May are the calving months. And we've had 2 new calf members this year so far, and we'll be expecting 2 more very soon. The 365 days a year that we're open here, the trails are one of the most popular things. So even if you don't get to see the bison very in close proximity, the trails are open for people to walk, and it's very popular for people to bring their pets on leash and to be able to walk up and down the trails.
I think that's really neat. So tell us a bit about these bison here. You mentioned these bison. You keep this method all year long here?
Oh, we do. They maintain here. We'll rotate our pastures, and we'll have more of a winter pasture for that season. And then depending on the growth of the grasses and the precipitation, we'll rotate the pastures about every 28 days. So the bison will move around. There's 22 acres inside the perimeter. But not all 22 acres are open at one time because of that rotation.
You mentioned you keep one bull here at all times and cows for the most part?
That's correct. Well, sort of with a small herd, we have one adult male, the herd bull, and then we have some breeder cows, sometimes they're referred to as, and then the other half of the herd are younger members that we have. And our calves this year so far, we have one bull calf and then one heifer or female calf.
They seem to be really enjoying visiting folks and letting folks watch them, and obviously that's a real attraction to come here.
Yes, they have been tolerated and been accustomed to being able to see visitors here. We are a USDA licensed facility, which you have the barrier that when the animals have a barrier, the people have a barrier of 3 feet back to discourage any type of immediate interaction with the animals. They're here to view. And again, as a non-domesticated animal, they are very protective of their young, and they have a very high herd cohesion, so they'll be staying together, protecting each other. And there's a lot of lessons that we can learn about people and as groups by watching the bison as well.
You mentioned the communication when we came up. Here a couple of the cows, they communicate pretty regularly with their animal, with their babies.
Absolutely. The bison, you notice, they don't bellow like cattle, but you'll hear grunts and growls from time to time. Now, the grunts is usually the calves and the mothers communicating. So if you've heard a mother tell their child, get up here, where are you? They do the exact same communication.
And I think you mentioned the distance that you keep from the public to them. Very important you do that, because we have to remember they're not domesticated.
I'm glad you made that point. That's very important. We have a personal space as humans. Mm-hmm. Bison have a much greater personal space. So keeping that distance is very imperative to enjoy your experience here.
Paul, tell me about you. How did you become the bison handler here at the park?
Well, I've been in this capacity for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I'm a semi-retired educator. And in my summers, I worked on a large breed cattle farm. Growing up, I was always working in agriculture and my family farms, and it seemed to be when my retirement from full-time teaching came about, the interpretation programs of history and then the agriculture experience working with the animals here seemed to be a good combination, and it's a very enjoyable position to be able to interact with the public still.
And you mentioned that working with cattle, how's it different than working with cattle when you're working with bison?
There's a lot of similarities. They are a bovine. They're long ago distant cousins from modern day cattle, but that being said, there are a lot of differences with them too. One of the things about bison, they, as in any animal, they can be accustomed to the Pavlovian principle, and that they condition response, so we can move them from time to time if we need be. But the bison are pretty good managers themselves. They run on autopilot pretty well among their herd as long as they have the resources that they need, and that's one of our jobs, is to make sure that we protect those resources.
You mentioned we can learn a lot of things from the bison. What are some things we can learn from the bison?
Well, they you probably noticed that they're all together. They have a very high herd cohesion, and that's important about protection. We mentioned already about the calves and the mothers and protection, and the same lessons for families bringing their young children here about why do they need to stay close, to stay protected. They can learn even from by watching the bison those same lessons.
So what do you like to share with people when you have a chance to visit with visitors here at the park?
Well, the outdoor experience. That's almost as seems obvious, but the outdoor experience that we have here, we're in the what's sometimes referred to as the western quarter of Boone County. Mm-hmm. We're in the floodplain of the Ohio River. You don't see the same development of housing that you do in the other two-thirds of Boone County. So this is a great place that I'll refer to as a respite, a place for people to get away from the hustle and bustle, so to speak, and the high-density housing. You're just down the road from Greater Cincinnati Airport. You're 30 minutes from downtown Cincinnati, and you can get out here on the trails with your family, with your pets on a leash, and almost go back in time, because the park here, just the history and the interaction of resources and people is what's so important, but also what's so rewarding about the location.
What do people ask you when they come to visit the park and see the bison?
Well, they always have a lot of questions about the bison, and I think it's curious that we don't see people stop along the road to watch cattle herds, but we have a fascination with the American bison, mm-hmm. not just because it's a symbol of America historically, but that the herds themselves are making a remarkable comeback. In the last 60 years, the herds in North America have grown from 50,000 to 500,000. We're part of the 1.5% of just an exhibition herd right here, and we're here for us to be able to experience and appreciate that history.
What a beautiful place we have right here. Now, obviously, taking care of the land and rotational grazing, the things you do, has to be important to you in addition to the bison.
Absolutely. The herd is takes up a good bit of the time, especially during the winter months, but the summer months, it's facilities management and, of course, our conservation plan. We do put a lot of effort into our vegetation. We have projects where we remove invasive species both in the pasture and outside the pasture along the trails, which you can see even going on currently.
What's your favorite thing about the park?
Well, actually it is still getting to interact with the people and that they have an appreciation for coming down. I seem like I'm sharing something that they value when they come down, and just to be able to know that it's a day where most times it's families or groups that are together, and it's a time to be together. And as we be able to see the interaction with the herds, but also that goes beyond that. We hear the birds around us now, and even the interaction with the plants.
Our guest today, Paul Simpson with Big Bone Lick State Park. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.